And that report that everyone's talking about was put together by Major General Antonio Taguba. He began the investigation into those abuse allegations in January. Earlier, I spoke with NPR's Michelle Kellerman, who has been studying that report. Michelle, we've seen the pictures. Do you get a better sense of the extent of the alleged abuse by reading the report?
Well, it talks about abuse that took place from October to December 2003, so there were a few months there. It talks about systemic and illegal abuse that was intentionally perpetuated by members of the military police guard, and it says it's backed up not only by photo but also video evidence. Talks about punching, slapping, kicking detainees, arranging detainees in sexually explicit positions. Those are, so as we saw in some of those pictures, keeping them naked for several days, using military working dogs to intimidate and frighten detainees, and in one case, one of the detainees was bitten and severely wounded.
And does it give a sense of who's responsible?
A big part of it is a lack of training, but also poor leadership. It quotes some of the military police who were involved in this as saying that the military intelligence wanted to get prisoners to talk. There are quotes like, "We want this guy, loosen up this guy for us," or "Make sure he's had a bad night, make sure he gets the treatment." So you do get a sense that there's military police are under orders, or at least feel like they're under orders from military intelligence, and then there's a sense of a lack of strong command structure there.
And the report's not limited to this Abu Ghraib facility. There's another one called Camp Buka.
That's right. The report talked about an incident last May. Soldiers from the Military Police Brigade Command at Camp Buka reported that four military police soldiers had abused a number of detainees during the processing. There's no evidence that commanders after that either reminded soldiers of the Geneva Conventions to make sure this kind of abuse was not repeated, and there's also no evidence that commanders really showed any initiative to ensure the soldiers were properly trained. So if this is dating back, what we know of is last year, but there are also some suggestions that there may have been abuse in prison camps in Afghanistan as well.
And did the report have any recommendations?
It did. It asked for the deployment of a training team to train in terms of interrogation and intelligence gathering techniques, but also Arab cultural awareness. It also calls for reprimands for several of the commanders and reprimands for civilian contractors who were implicated in the detainee abuse. There are people, civilian contractors from two companies, Titan and CACI, that are implicated in this report.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman in Washington, thank you.
You're welcome.